Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'd like to take a moment here, if you don't mind, Chris.
It's your show, Rich.
I appreciate you saying
that. Yeah, no problem.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Is one of the greatest places I've ever been.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I've never seen anything like it.
The Rich Eisen Show.
It is a jewel.
Earlier on the show.
From Bally Sports, NFL reporter Mike Silver. Seven-time Pro Bowl receiver Torrey Holt.
Coming up.
Co-host of Peacock's Brother from Another, Michael Smith.
Plus, your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Michael Smith of Brother from Another, which follows this show every day on NBC Sports on Peacock. He'll be joining us in 20 minutes' time as Odell Beckham has been told to stay at home for a second straight day. He is done with the Cleveland Browns. It appears the Browns have basically said that he is no longer effective to be considered a member of the team. It is just really weird. There's no explanation for it outside of the fact that it hasn't worked out. And I guess the real story will eventually come out at some point. Aaron Rodgers is at home with COVID. We assume that's where he is. And Davante Adams is back in the building, and so is Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. So it does appear that Davante Adams will be on the field on Sunday, but obviously we'll keep an eye on that for practice. Joe Barry will be back being the defensive coordinator. Blake Bortles, it looks like, is going to be the backup for this game. He spent some time with the team during the summer, so he knows the offense, and thank God for his personal sake and, of course, the Packers' football sake in a game that's big in a division in a conference that every game matters with how good everyone else is playing at the top of their flow charts, it appears that that Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love is not COVID positive, that he somehow avoided this, which is great for him and the Packers. Meanwhile, for the Chicago Bears, Matt Nagy just appeared at a press conference. He is out of COVID protocols. He is going to coach the Steelers-Bears game in Pittsburgh on Monday night, and the Bears designated David Montgomery to return to practice from injured reserve. That starts a 21-day clock for him. I don't know if that means he's going to be out there on Monday night, but keep an eye on all of that for your fantasy football purposes and for Chicago Bears fan purposes as well. Thursday night football tonight.
Kind of a sneaky fun game.
Colts and Jets. Now.
Did your jersey come yet?
You guys have been having fun about Mike White and how he's performed. Like
fun,
Jets fit. Yes, you've had.
Mike White's second greatest debut of all time. Brian, did you know the man's jersey's in the Hall of Fame?
It's in the Hall of Fame, Rich.
You guys are having fun with all of this. Like, Jets fans are not allowed to have nice things. Like, nice things are not allowed for Jets fans to have.
That's
even a nice thing, like the remarkable Mike White comeback performance in his first start. What that indicates is Zach Wilson sucks. That indicates that this guy in his first career start runs the offense at such a level that Zach Wilson has shown an inability to. When Zach Wilson was struggling, he's like, well, I mean, Mekhi Becton's out. Well, I mean, Corey Davis. And well, I mean, this guy and that guy. I'm like, well, how are you going to evaluate him? And then Mike White comes in, doesn't have Corey Davis, doesn't have Mekhi Becton. And he does find Michael Carter in a way that Zach Wilson did. And then all of a sudden, Mike White's remarkable performance means the Jets just spent a number two overall pick on somebody who sucks. That's what you guys are having Rich, your fun honestly, and implying. And you got honestly, I want you guys to stop messing around. And I want
and
you guys
can't stop.
See,
stop.
You are showing your
shocked
true spots
and appalled okay at these allegations.
These is exactly like Jet fans can't sit back and go, wow, so it doesn't get worse every single week. It actually shows that the coaching staff can coach somebody up, that it actually shows that the front office's decision that I actually criticized, having a guy who's never started before backing up some guy who's never started before, that's a problem, right? So, you know, you're implying that I can't sit here and say that performance actually gives me hope going into tonight. That means that it's a problem with each time that he actually performs well. I can't even enjoy a second Mike White resurgence tonight. Like, you're telling me I can't sit back and even hope that Mike White continues to perform well. And to that, I say to both of you guys, screw you. All right?
You were...
I can get excited with goodness. Mike White performing this
That's
well.
All we're asking
Zach
for.
Wilson can look at this and say, this is something for me to behold. And let's just say, Mike White performs as well in this game as he did the last time. And then what? Guess what? Let's go. Then maybe, just maybe, he could be the answer. And maybe, just maybe, who wants Zach Wilson? Maybe, just maybe, that's the way the Jets story actually unfolds.
I'm trying to say.
Maybe, just maybe, this is actually, wait for it, for the New York Jets to have. It's been a long time since I was able to say these three words associated with the New York Jets. But maybe, just maybe, high-class problem.
Oh.
High class problem. Maybe, just maybe, tonight's a night.
Yes.
Where the Jets wake up on Friday morning and begin to start thinking about a high class problem. Maybe, just maybe. And if that's the case, then great.
Yeah, why didn't you have this outlook the other day?
Because you don't believe what you're saying to me.
I did. I believe that Mike White could
no.
be.
No,
look, that's what
no,
we look at. He no, was a former cowboy. No. You know I got love.
Former cowboy.
Thank you, Brotman. You know I got love.
Rich, Mike White is a guy who has been chasing greatness his whole life. And in 2013, Rich, he was going after Peyton Manning. I'm going to break your record. And you know what?
And he might.
He's got a jersey in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, Peyton ain't have a jersey
He's
in the Hall of Fame.
He's got a record 400 yards and 3 touchdowns in a debut. No one's ever
Peyton
done that,
Peyton never
Rich.
Did that, Brockman.
And you know
never.
What? The Jets finally found a quarterback.
You know what?
You know what, Brockman? I'm looking forward to watching the Jet game.
This want. Game tonight is going to be
have
amazing.
All the fun you want.
I don't
Keep
think,
having fun. Keep
I'm
having
not
fun.
Having fun. Him, this
no,
is
no,
very
no.
serious.
No, see, you are having fun. I'm and not. You have been having fun with it all week, and you know what? I'm sorely disappointed in you. Because I think you're better than this. Him, I expect nothing more than masshole bile and all sort of stuff similar to that coming in my direction. I expect it from him. From you, TJ, I don't. And you know, you disappoint me.
Well, here's the deal.
You disappoint
maybe
me.
Maybe because you don't expect it, maybe it means like I'm not really doing it. Maybe I'm sincere.
No, you're not.
I'm very sincere.
You're not.
I'm not being sincere.
And I get that from him.
Yeah,
but maybe, just maybe, the Jets wake up and begin to start having a high-class problem. You know what? We'll cross that bridge, won't we? And then maybe, just maybe, Mike White does what he does. He wins 3 in a row, and the Jets get to do what, you know, the Saints get to do. Put their starting quarterback in. I know he's not Drew Brees, and I know he's not Dak. I'm just saying he is that to the Jets organization right now.
Or
the
he
guy.
Was that.
No, See? You keep showing off that you don't mean it, and I'm sorely disappointed in you.
I do mean
it. And trust me, I normally don't like bringing up this information like I'm bringing it up. But CeeDee Lamb has an ankle sprain.
He does. He
okay.
does. Yesterday in practice.
And Amari Lamb. Cooper
ankle
is still hurting with the hamstring injury. And Dak is still.
No, Michael Gallup's trending now.
Okay. So take care of your own house.
We'll be all right.
Take care of your own house is all I'm saying to you. You do you.
I generally don't care about anyone else's team, Rich.
You do you, and I'll do me in the way that I'm handling this situation is I'm going into tonight's game, and if Mike White does it again, it'll be delightful because I'm sick and tired of getting my teeth kicked in. I'm sick and tired of watching that guy chuckle over there because he's all set at quarterback. He's saying his quarterback's going to the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Okay. And his quarterback doesn't look anything like a rookie. And the Patriots, as usual, don't go through the same things that would normally affect another franchise, like drafting a quarterback who's never done it before. And then by midseason, he looks like he's never missed a game for the Patriots in the last 20 years. Fine. That's great because you've got your organization and you've got your coach who is second to none. And for Jets fans, I'd like to get there.
Yeah.
And so we all would. That said, I'm done having my teeth kicked in and my stones broken and all of that. I'm done with it. So if he performs well tonight, it has nothing to do with Zach Wilson other than the fact I hope he's watching and taking notes. And here we go. You are not going to ruin my enjoyment of Thursday Night Football is the essential headline of this entire conversation.
If Mike White balls out tonight and the Jets win.
Yes, sir.
Will you come in tomorrow and say that he should start the rest of the year?
No, of course not.
That's insane.
Why is that insane? This year, they're not going to the playoffs this year, Chris. This year is about getting Zach Wilson ready for the long run. He's the guy they used a second
overall
pick on. That's why I'm saying you shouldn't start the rest of the season. When he's back healthy, it's his job. It's his gig. That's what the role of a backup quarterback is to win when the starter is out. And Mike White's role is backup quarterback. And if he keeps on winning because Wilson can't get back in, then that's a high-class problem the Jets are going to have to investigate. But when you choose a player second overall, you're all in on the guy, and that's the guy that you have to make sure everything is set up for. They hired John Beck and put him on the staff. That's Zach Wilson's quarterback's guru. They did that on purpose. So the two of you guys, just I'm front-loading this whole business tonight. You could save your texts to me if Mike White throws a touchdown.
I've never done that.
Save the finger time. Use the thumbs in a different way, and you can place it where a sun does not shine if that is also helpful, because I'm done with you too.
I'm just saying. Brockman, do you know how that many marriages end in divorce in America?
50%.
50%. So sometimes you enter into an agreement, and it doesn't work, right? And then sometimes you have to end that agreement.
Are we talking about Zach Wilson?
Yeah. Of course is what he's saying. Yeah, I wonder if Cooper Rush does well. I'm wondering, what are you going to do? I mean, you keep winning, right? I mean, isn't that what you do? I mean, please. You're never going to do that in a million years because you've put all that capital in Dak, and Dak's your guy. Zach has not done enough in the league to get Dak's bag, but he does still hold the same role in the Jets organization as the Cowboys, being the number one guy for whom all the eggs are in that guy's basket. You got to win with him, and I'm done with this conversation. I'm repeating myself. And you people,
what do you mean, you people?
Better phrase.
What do you mean, you
suck,
people?
Okay? I love you, but you guys suck.
I don't know, man. I was trying to show you love at the beginning.
No, you never have, and I'm sorely disappointed.
How could you ever say that I've never done that? All right. The audacity.
Let's take this quick
again.
Call before Michael Smith joins us here. John in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where everybody is focused on. What's going on, John?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think we're missing part of the conversation here with Aaron Rodgers, and that's that he felt that he needed to lie. I lied to my friends about it when they asked me, and I kind of skirted the question. They said, are you vaccinated? I said, yes. in my rationalization, it was because I have been vaccinated against, you know, measles and mumps, and it was truthfully deceitful, but I wasn't ready to have that conversation. So I think it's part of the thing that we need to start addressing is, why did Aaron Rodgers feel the need to lie? Clearly he's not, you know, the typical quote-unquote anti-vaxxer, right-wing, you know, like he just didn't want to take it, and so... Let's have a conversation.
So I don't know why. I mean,
having a better conversation.
Kyrie Irving's come out and said he's not having it, and he's it's to my in my estimation, John. I mean, he's withholding his services from his teammates. Period. By doing that, Aaron was just running the risk of getting it under the rules of an NFLPA negotiated protocols that would knock him out if he was even around somebody who had it. So
sure, but how many people that Kyrie Irving don't know that are also in Aaron Rodgers' same situation where they're not required to disclose it, and you have no idea who's walking around not vaccinated because they don't feel comfortable discussing it, and certainly being demonized for not doing it, I don't think is the best way to go about if you truly want to get these people vaccinated, you know? It's
well, so
narrative as opposed to just demonizing everybody and canceling them to say, hey, what's your concerns and why are you concerned? You're saying, well, the science is settled and you're an idiot if you don't, or you're Trump or whatever, you know.
So let me ask you this question. Do you really think Aaron Rodgers would get canceled if he said, I'm not vaccinated? Do you really think he'd get canceled? Really?
I mean, he's already got canceled in my friend group, you know, where we weren't allowed to take Cole Beasley because of his stance. They're saying, oh, you know, and it wasn't like not allowed. It was quote unquote like, hey, it's going to be a bad look if you take this anti-vaccine POS. And they have no, even those good friends that I'm in the league with don't know that I'm not vaccinated because I don't feel comfortable talking about it.
So then,
you know, and Kyrie Irving was comfortable telling the world that he thought the earth was flat, you know? So it's just...
I'll just say this to you.
The way we're talking to people and to say, hey, you know, what are your concerns and let's go through it as opposed to you're a selfish idiot and that's it, you know? Because you're taking the table away. No one's going to come to the table if you take it away with, you know, just name-calling.
So then let me do this, John. Well, in the couple minutes I have left here, if you're comfortable, I'm more than happy to have this conversation with you, especially since I had taken the vaccine and got and had it pierced by a variant that got created because there were so many unvaccinated people on the planet. And I'm more than happy to tell you, you know, that I was able to get through it based on all the medical advice that I've received because I was vaccinated. Why won't you take the shot? John, it's totally fine if you're uncomfortable talking about it, but you're...
No, I'm good. I don't trust pharmaceutical companies that raise the prices of insulin to $700 a month or make all these other things, you know, like... They don't really care about people. They care about profits. And now all of a sudden we're pretending that the pharmaceutical industry has rushed our age because they care about us. When you know, there haven't been these long-term studies. There's not settled science. This is an mRNA vaccine that is new technology. And all the other previous trials never even made it to human trials. So now all of a sudden we're expected to trust the pharmaceutical industries that... you know, are now being projected as these angels and these darlings, and quite frankly, have never cared about people before in the name of profits, and so now we don't have studies, and now also when all the blue check mark folks and all the, you know, news media say you have to do this, it makes people like me who are skeptical of those people already even more hesitant to do it.
Well, I'm one of those blue check marks, and I have no agenda, none, man. I'm just telling you that, how old are you? How old
I'm
are you?
40.
Okay, man. You're getting, with all due respect, getting up there. If you get this thing, you'd be in such better footing for having this in your system. Trust me on that. And I.
But it's not even about, for me, it's about more about the freedom of choice and saying, it's not even about my own personal decision. It's about the narrative about why don't we feel comfortable talking about it and why isn't there more of a discussion? Clearly, I'm not the only one. When Aaron Rodgers, who's a progressive Black Lives Matter, you know, like link arms dude, is saying, hey, I'm not comfortable getting this vaccine, and I'm also not comfortable telling you that I'm not comfortable.
And this is why, and this is why he's got, I look forward to him talking, and you know, you're not canceled from the show. Call us back. Thanks for the call.
I will.
All right, there you go. I don't agree with anything that John just said, but he said that people don't have a conversation with him or people are afraid to have a conversation. I just had one with him. And the world's still spinning. And if Aaron Rodgers was fearful of cancel culture, that people get canceled, I don't understand it. Cancel culture. Travis Tritt sang at the friggin' World Series, right? Or was it the NLCS? Which one was it?
I think he sang at the World Series.
Okay, I mean, come on. What cancel culture? All the people who are screaming cancel culture are on the most watched cable network on television, talking about how it's not media. It's like the regular media, the traditional media. You know who's traditional media now? The place that's saying there's no, they're not traditional media. They're established, and they just celebrated their 25th anniversary. How are people getting canceled when they keep showing up on the biggest platform available on cable television? And canceled. You just take a look at everything that's being looked at on Facebook. Like, that's a huge, the platforms are huge. Cancel culture. People railing on cancel culture with the biggest podcast listenership around, and people are buying Let's Go Brandon songs and all that stuff, topping charts, and they're supposed to be the unheard voices. They're the ones pushing the commerce. Am I wrong? Please tell me I'm wrong. If Aaron Rodgers wants to strike a blow for cancel culture, let him talk. That's what I'm saying. Kyrie's taking a stance. I still don't understand it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand what he's standing for. He still hasn't said it. Right? As people told The Athletic, just wait, it's coming. We're already a couple weeks into the NBA season. When's it coming?
By the way, you always hear that as an argument. When someone will try to tell you something on social media and you'll ask them to clarify, right. Oh, just wait, you'll see.
I know we had a president who spent 4 years telling something was coming in 2 weeks.
JFK
it's now
Jr.?
Been 5 years. JFK Jr. Come on now. I mean, so, all right.
Let's go to break.
So, honestly, like, but I can't. I will not be accused that I won't have a conversation about it.
No, I mean,
I told John, call back. He's got the number.
Yeah, look, and John, John said he wouldn't have that conversation with his fantasy league friends, but he had it with you. So it seems like he's able to. He just has chosen not to for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break. Michael Smith, a brother from another, when we come back right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's 52. Yeah, Matthew McConaughey's 52 today, and Ralph Macchio is 60.
And P. Diddy also is today. He and McConaughey have the same birthday.
So, and Mooch.
And Mooch, yes.
P. Diddy and Mooch share the same birthday?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
McConaughey.
Yeah.
And Ralph Macchio is a four for you.
Who knew? Who knew?
Who else?
Let's all right. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. He is, along with Michael Holly, the host of Brother from Another, which is after this show every single day on NBC Sports on Peacock. Joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is our friend Michael Smith. How you doing, Michael?
What up?
Well, lots.
Right?
Lots going on. All right. I'll give you the floor on Aaron Rodgers being out. He's not vaccinated based on everybody's accounts. And what do you think about all of that, Michael Smith?
I guess the word I'll hone in on is lie. And did he lie? Well, obviously he wasn't completely forthcoming, but from Aaron Rodgers' perspective, I mean, I think we all know that Aaron has a reputation as somebody who likes to fancy himself as the smartest guy in the room, likes to be clever. And from Aaron Rodgers' perspective, when he was asked, are you vaccinated, he answered honestly from feeling like, hey, I did the research. I went this homeopathic route. Yeah, I'm immunized. The right question, and I'm not blaming the reporter for not asking this question, but if the right question should have been, in hindsight, are you in complete compliance with the NFL's rules that in order to be considered fully vaccinated, you took Moderna, Pfizer, or Johnson & Johnson? Who in their right mind would have asked that? Because nobody would have expected somebody to skirt a direct question by obfuscating, which is what he did. I say all that to say I have less of a problem with his answer to the question than I do how he behaved in the months and weeks since. Because for you to go out maskless and flout the protocols the way he seems to have done, and furthermore, it's not just an Aaron Rodgers problem. My problem is with the Packers and the NFL and whether or not they turned a blind eye for fear of pissing him off more than they already had to him going to a Halloween party just the other night as John Wick. Great costume. Should have had a mask. Shouldn't have been there. Or if he's walking around a facility in closed quarters without a mask, or as we saw, conducting press conferences in the presence of unsuspecting reporters without a mask, that's inexcusable and indefensible. And that's what I have a problem with. Is that, okay, there's no crime in not being vaccinated. Hell, he wasn't even breaking a rule because it's not an NFL mandate. But the cover-up, the collective cover-up from Rodgers, from the Packers, from the league, that's problematic. And that's why he deserves all the smoke and all the criticism that he is getting today. And while I wish him the best in terms of his recovery, I hope his symptoms are mild, if not asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. But I hope he's suffocating on the smoke that he's getting today, because that's messed up. And I would use a worse word if I weren't on radio with you right now, but that's really messed up for you to conduct yourself as if you are fully vaccinated, knowing good and damn well that you are not in compliance with the league, which rejected your request.
Well, I bet you he would say in response that he's immunized, that he did his own research and that he did his own thing.
Correct.
And that nobody.
I have a problem with saying lying, because in his mind, he was protected, but he wasn't in compliance. And if you're not in compliance, you can't go walking around flouting the protocols without being punished. So that's why I assign blame not just to Rodgers. But, okay, it's one thing for him to figure, hey, I know better than Dr. Fauci. I know better than all the scientists who say that these vaccines are the best protection, because I've done my own research on YouTube University or wherever it is I got my information from. Okay, that's on him. But for the people who may have enabled him to perpetuate that misconception that he was vaccinated by not holding him accountable when it comes to protocols, somebody should have either outed him a long time ago, or he should be getting fined out the wazoo and we just don't know it. But there's no way for him to be, he should be going into press conferences maskless as if he's vaccinated. And that's on a team in a league.
Michael Smith from Brother from Another here on the Rich Eisen Show. Lots of conversation as well about another high-profile, top-notch, terrific player in his own right, who has been far, far more, I guess, upfront about being vaccine hesitant or resistant in Kyrie Irving. Do you think that there has been a double standard based on the way that it's been talked about with him and Aaron, Michael?
I mean, I know how pissed off I am, and I think Aaron Rodgers is worse. Because Rodgers wasn't upfront about it. At least Kyrie Irving had sense enough to explain himself, and he did explain himself, from the comfort of his own home on IG Live.
Right, but also Kyrie knew that his stance would remove him from at least half of his team's games. Rodgers thought that his stance, whatever he was doing to raise his immunity level, was good enough to stay away from this virus and potentially not transmit it to unwitting reporters in the room when he's maskless.
Right.
You know, whereas now it's causing his availability to be affected.
Right.
But that would be the difference to me both.
If somebody thinks it is a double standard in terms of, so I'm presuming by your question you mean that Aaron is getting off light. I haven't seen that. From what I've seen, I mean, as you know, Aaron is not the most popular guy with the media. So I haven't seen him get a pass compared to Kyrie. But if he has, I would say the difference is Kyrie's stance. There's a mandate for now. We'll see what the new mayor does. But there's a mandate for now in New York that compromises availability.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, at least, again, Kyrie, agree or disagree with Kyrie, which I know you and I both do. At least Kyrie stood on his principles. And took the criticism that came with it. At least Kirk Cousins, or for that matter, Cole Beasley, took the criticism that came with it. Aaron Rodgers, and I got some nuance I'm gonna tag onto this if I may.
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers said I'm immunized instead of explaining, well, look, I'm not vaccinated, but this is what I went about doing. Now, again, from Aaron Rodgers' perspective, he's probably sitting up there saying, I don't know y'all, Jack. I don't owe y'all an explanation. We're all learning how to navigate this new normal. He's probably saying, I don't owe y'all an explanation as to what I did to take care of myself because, wait for it, it's a personal choice. But here's the thing, and this is why I struggle with the part about lie, because Aaron Rodgers, what he said on the 26th was only a lie depending on your truth. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Aaron Rodgers' lie on the 26th was only a lie depending on your truth. And if your truth is that the only way that you should go about dealing with this pandemic is to be vaccinated via Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, then it was a lie. But if you feel like there are alternative methods to protect yourself, inoculate yourself, or immunize yourself from COVID-19, then Aaron Rodgers told his truth. And I think there's a nuance and a gray that we can live in without letting him off the hook for afterward violating protocol.
So you think maybe the fact that the Packers are, you know, doing everything in their power to keep Aaron happy, let him keep busting protocol. I mean, certainly in the media room, because, you know, there are cameras everywhere.
Correct.
And if the league feels that he is not vaccinated and if he's walking around without a mask, which we're now in territory that we're talking out of our, I guess, our orifice. We don't know what he's been doing behind the scenes, and assume
exactly.
That the league would slap a fine. But the bottom line is that Matt LaFleur said that he as far as the protocol within the football building, they're all buttoned up. As far as the protocol in the media room, that's not his bailiwick. That's what he basically said.
Yeah, no, I agree with all of that. I mean, that's why the operative word is think. I think
right.
That they've been helping him cover this up. Because from what we've seen, he hasn't been conducting himself as an unvaccinated person. Like, based on the protocol, he shouldn't have been at the Halloween party. Great costume. I love John Wick. Shouldn't have been at that party. Now, not that they can lock him up or have him hermetically sealed when he's away from the facility, but nonetheless, there are strict protocols for unvaccinated players that he clearly was in violation of, whether it's the media room or out in public where we could see him. You're right, there are cameras everywhere. The NFL knows when you went to the bathroom and how far you were away from the next person at the next stall. Like, they got cameras everywhere, and they should have been fining him. So the real question is, was he being disciplined when and if he violated protocol behind closed doors? And if he was not, why not? Because that's why I say he was being enabled because nobody would have suspected, unless you listened carefully or knew, that he wasn't vaccinated. Nobody would have suspected, because not only did he say, "I'm immunized," in response to that direct question, but he behaved as somebody who was vaccinated in accordance with NFL rules. So I don't know. You're right. I don't know for sure what he's done behind closed doors.
Right.
That, to me, is the missing piece, because I don't want to reserve all my vitriol for Aaron Rodgers if the team and the league was walking on eggshells with the reigning MVP.
Michael Smith, a brother from another, joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show. And again, I'm sure this is a topic of discussion with you and Michael Holly coming up at the top of the hour, as well as Odell. I have no idea what's happening there, other than the fact that Odell feels he should get the ball, which every receiver does. I don't know if he told his dad to put out that video of him not getting the ball right just when the trade deadline hit. I don't know why the Browns didn't trade him. I mean, just give him away. I mean, it makes no sense. You could at least control where he goes. Now they can't, right? They had that opportunity. Now they can't. Now what, they're going to just keep him at home, which is not legal for a very long time. I don't know what the hell's going on, man. I don't know what's happening. But I'm sure you're talking about what's on your mind on that subject matter.
I mean, Kevin Stefanski might want to take a page out of his division rival Mike Tomlin's book. You know, volunteers, not hostages.
I love that. How great was that soundbite this week?
Tremendous.
That guy, he's two straight weeks. He's just hitting home runs, man.
Probably more if we really listen to it all.
I bet,
like,
sure.
Dude doesn't miss. I don't know how you feel about parents, especially parents of adult professional athletes, interjecting themselves in situations like this.
Right.
I just tend to think hit dogs holler. And I'm like, if anybody within the Browns organization, in particular Baker Mayfield, is offended, and he said he wasn't. He said he was surprised but not hurt for his part. He said that with his own out of his own mouth. If anybody has a problem with what Odell Beckham Sr., the YouTube video he reposted to his Instagram account, I mean, I would ask first, well, is it true? You know, I mean, is the eye in the sky lying?
Right.
Is Odell Beckham running wide open and the quarterback, for whatever reason, isn't throwing to him? That's problematic, and that should be your issue. Not that somebody had the nerve to call it out, number one. Number two, from the Browns' perspective, you know, and some people said there was no trade market for Odell Beckham. I think we'll see just what kind of market there is once he's a free agent, because I have to imagine that there's more than one team that's going to be lined up willing to
take on his
abilities.
There's no doubt.
But here's the thing. If you're the Browns, this is why you stuck like Chuck, because the Browns know in their heart of hearts this is an organizational failure when it comes to not getting more out of a generational talent. I refuse to believe that this kid is washed. So it's an organizational failure. I know the previous regime acquired him, but there's no way that he should be this unproductive. They know that he's going to go somewhere else and make them look bad. And I think that's what the reservations are about right now. If we cut him, there's going to be a robust market for his services as a free agent, and we're going to be paying him the ball off for somebody else.
Yeah, and you know, we had Mike Silver on in hour one. It was his report yesterday that nobody in the building is saying that he has created a problem. He hasn't hit the hornet's nest. He hasn't done anything that has been associated with any, if you will, prima donna athlete. Even
so
though
his feelings,
you know, I don't know what it is, man. I don't know, because if you had the ability to, if you didn't want him, or he was doing something, or you were pissed about that video, right? Let's just even say it was the video. Let's just even say that's what it was. Or that was a last straw of stuff going on in the building that we have not been privy to.
All right.
Then you trade him. If you don't want him showing up somewhere that is problematic for you, like saying wearing purple and having Lamar throw to him, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to prevent that, then you have that opportunity on Tuesday. You didn't do it for whatever reason. Now you say stay home? I mean, that's not a long-term answer.
Dude, the Texans traded Mark Ingram to the Saints for like a 2030 seventh-round pick or some crap. I mean, it was like, I was like, damn, they traded him that far out? Like, it was like you could get something for him if you want. Now, I know the balance of the contract could be tricky, and maybe it's a salary cap thing. Maybe it's not that easy.
Right.
But point being, it's like, you know, he hasn't, again, we're not in the building. But we haven't heard, if he were a disruption, if he were such a malcontent, we'd have probably heard that by now.
Yeah.
Because that would have fit in with what a lot of people conceive of Odell Beckham anyway, right? So we haven't heard that. You're telling me that it's addition by subtraction to get rid of Odell Beckham for an offense that hasn't cracked 17 points in his last three games? So that's my thing. It's like, so if the tipping point was this video,
that's crazy.
Are y'all just embarrassed? As you should be. So fix the problem. The problem isn't Odell. The problem is that you're not maximizing Odell. So they didn't if he was a problem, you're 100% right, Rich. Timing tells all here, because if he were already a problem, they would have done something by the trade deadline.
Yeah.
But what triggered this seems to be the events of Tuesday, not just the dad's video or him reposting the video.
LeBron. How about
right.
LeBron?
That seems to have triggered this entire sequence of events. So now you're going to release him for nothing behind that because you're offended because somebody told the truth about your offensive operation and his lack of execution as it relates to its arguably its best receiver, probably his best receiver, even coming off the ACL. So to me, this is just the Browns Browning again when we thought they had turned the page on that.
Mm.
And if he goes somewhere else, I have a hard time believing that the Browns aren't going to end up with egg on their face. They should have taken care of this a long time ago. But now, I mean, what is there to discuss? Like, what are your options? And he seems to be ready to play. So you're telling me this is addition by subtraction? I just find it hard to believe.
Me too. Michael, great stuff as always. I'm sure it's going to be a great show with you and Michael Holly. Who else is on it? Anybody you want to drop?
Darius Butler.
Oh, great.
Former cornerback with the Colts and Patriots is on the show as well. Chris Sims doing his usual Thursday appearance.
Great.
And, God, there's so much to talk about,
this
man.
Sure
I don't know how you got it all in the show. I'm about to dive into this Robert Sarver story real quick. I know this is I hope I get this right. This is the Mike White fan show. What's it called?
The Mike White fan club show.
Stop
Michael.
It, guys.
Just
Mike
appreciate greatness,
no,
Michael.
The Jets
that's
are allowed to have good things happen to them, and
yes,
that's how we're going to. Thank you. Thank you.
But wait. I don't know what your clock is, and I don't hold you. I want to hear from you, because I'm sorry I haven't listened to the show. I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is fantastic.
Of course it
Even
is.
Even if it means that the second overall pick was unnecessary on a quarterback and you got to move him, I think this is fantastic.
Thank you, Michael Smith.
Thank you, Michael Smith.
Maybe
Thank
coming
you.
From a man like you.
That's what I'm saying. This does not equate what you have inferred.
What do you mean?
And
now,
it's exactly what
it
I said.
Not.
Michael
it,
Smith
no.
echoed what Brockman and I were saying.
Yeah, exactly,
yes.
Which
the
means Mike White's success.
Mike
White's success is a problem for the Jets, and I'm saying no.
Who said
a problem?
How do you look at
oh
it as a problem?
God.
Are you serious?
I don't know, Michael. He's bugging right now, man.
You know how they say this is why we can't have nice things. You're talking like somebody who just doesn't know what a quarterback looks like since 1968.
Oh my!
So it's like you don't even know. Like, who cares what round you got him in? If this dude is better than Zach Wilson, and in one game he looked better than Zach Wilson has all season, if he's better than Zach Wilson, then you figure out the Zach Wilson problem later, and now you got your quarterback. It doesn't matter how you get one. The fact that you've got one, or maybe two,
Thank you.
On your entire lifetime without having
Preach.
One.
Thank you.
Now you might have two.
Preach, Brother Smith.
Thank you. Thanks.
Can
thanks,
I get
Michael.
An amen?
Thank you for chiming in on that very important subject matter.
Is this
thank
my
you.
Last appearance on this show?
Not at all.
I thought we were in a trust
There's
tree
no
in the
cancel
nest,
culture
not.
Here. There's no Jets cancel culture.
All right,
Take
man.
Care,
I love y'all. Y'all
right
be good.
Right back at you. The great Michael Smith. All right. Why'd you wind him up like that? All right. Take a break. We'll finish up the phone calls in a second. I don't want any of you. Nobody text me tonight. Your texting privileges have been revoked.
Wow.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the Roaring Twenties. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Our friends at Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Vans wants to let you know that there is a premium vehicle that's sitting right there for you to get involved with every part of your life that you think is potentially missing. And that missing is the dream that you had a long time ago. We all know that we're all thinking about things that can improve our lives these days. And maybe, just maybe, you want to start a new business. You want to just go on the road. You want to camp. You want to go and road trip. You want to tailgate. And then, you know, you want to give yourself something premium. It's the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van that we're talking about. You can expect innovative safety features like crosswind assist, blind spot assist. Expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a 5-star dealer network, an available gas engine, all of it. And it's so premium. How great would it be for you to just roll up in one of these babies for a tailgate, or just go camping, go out and road trip and live the van life? Head to a Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter and tell them that your dream sent you, right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Rich, is your dream Mike White tonight?
Here's what I want tonight. I want two things. I want the Jets to win, and I want to be left alone. Is that so difficult?
Wait, by the people in your house or like by anyone else?
No, I will be at a poker table.
Oh, got it.
It's a Thursday night.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
I'm knocking on wood that, you know, Lady Luck will shine. And I hope the flop hits me, not the Jets. I hope the turn is me being able to look at you guys and saying, I'm happy no matter what.
Yep.
And the river is what you guys can go jump in, because you don't really care about my happiness. All of it. How's that sound? How's that sound? I'm pushing my chips.
I'm pushing my chips
to the center of the table, and I'm looking at you, Mr. Oh, I'm taking the Jets tonight. That means I'm really
helping
you.
Yeah,
but you want the Jets to lose, so the Jets are a further game behind the Patriots. They're taking on Carolina this week.
Yep.
What's going on? But to change the subject, do we know about McCaffrey? Is he back or what?
He's not going to play this week, but he was.
He's definitely not going to play this week. They've already said that. I haven't heard that, Christopher. You said that earlier in the week, and I have not found that anywhere else. Maybe you should be focused on that instead of what you're trying to do to me. You know?
All right. He did practice today, a limited designation. He's been out since week three, obviously. We'll know on Saturday what his official status is.
Okay, very good.
But Sam Darnold, I don't think, practiced today.
Yeah, dude.
So it's not really looking good for him.
So are you saying it's going to be...
He was limited, but if he needs to get a full practice in tomorrow to play on Sunday.
So who's taking all the first team snaps? Is
It was...
Yeah, it's their backup quarterback, right? P.J. Tucker.
P.J. Tucker.
No, not P.J. Tucker. He's my favorite basketball player.
P.J. Walker.
P.J. Walker, my bad. Why did I just say P.J. Tucker? These words. Normally, I'd say that I got
You're focused on Mike White tonight,
yeah,
okay?
Has
Walker started a game? Are you saying he's going to get his first career start against Belichick in the defense?
Ooh,
oh, my God.
Stand by.
I'll tell you what's not going to really work against Belichick is the Walker Chuba Hubbard RPO mesh point. That's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem for them.
He has one start. He started the game last year, actually. Won it.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah.
Hey.
So he has a chance then.
Oh, my God. You guys don't care about me, and it's really disappointing.
That could not be further from the truth.
So guess who's on tomorrow's show?
Mike White.
Maybe.
Hey!
After
we'll reach
victory?
Out. We'll reach out.
Friday?
We'll reach out. I don't know if the Jets are too into helping out a guy who said this is the lowest point in the history of the franchise about 10 days ago. Because it was.
Well, you're the number one fan.
At that point, you were at. I mean, it was a 50-point loss.
All right. Okay. Mike White's not on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Boo.
Sorry.
Very, very exciting people are on the show tomorrow.
I know. I feel like we've gone a little too far.
Canelo Alvarez.
Canelo.
Have you heard of him?
Champ.
Yeah.
Got a big fight.
He plays soccer, right?
Yeah.
Champ.
Tracy Morgan's on tomorrow's program.
Tracy.
right? And I think you've heard of this guy. And this is perfect timing because earlier this week we were told that he believes he could, if he hops into the Pittsburgh hot tub time machine and goes back into college as a quarterback, he could win a national championship for somebody.
Oh, this is Mike White.
It's T.J. Watt.
Oh.
That's what Cameron Hayward said, that T.J. Watt really believes that. I cannot wait to ask him point blank if he really does. Oh, boy.
The Mike White era is upon us.
That'll wrap it up for this show. We will chat with you on the radio Friday for Peacock. Back in a moment.